Hello to all my friends in podcast land. Welcome to Real Life with Crystal, where we talk personal growth and leadership. I want to thank you, each and every one of you, for joining me today. And if you listen to any of my previous podcasts, you know that I like to say, you know, we're not together in person, but I like to visualize that we are. We are together in person. We've pulled up a chair to a big round table, and we're settled in, ready to talk personal growth and leadership, and just grow and do life together. And so I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me. And make sure that you subscribe to whatever platform that you are listening to this on so that you don't miss any episodes. And also share in case you have any friends or colleagues looking for this type of content also. So at the last couple weeks, I have been going through John Maxwell's book, The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth, which says, Live Them and Reach Your Potential. And I just touched a little bit on each one of the 15 laws because we could actually talk all day on these, and none of us have all day. So we'll just touch on it a little bit. But today I want to talk about the law of the ladder. And the law of the ladder says that character growth determines the height of your personal growth. And so basically, this is going to be about character. Really. And, you know, character is everything. We can be really good at something, you know, very competent and able to do things. But if we do not have the character to go with it, it's not going to hold us very long. And the switch side of that is, the flip side of that is, you know, we can have excellent character, be the most honest and upright person of integrity. And if we don't have any skills, we really can't do much. Now, I don't think that anybody's actually created that way, because we're all created to do something. But you've got to have both of them together. They are equally important. And but character is the most important trait of character is honesty. And there were some professors that had spent like 25 years surveying leaders, you know, in different, virtually every type of organization. And they did a very large number over quite a different areas, Africa, North America, South America, Asia, Europe. And they said that it didn't vary what the questionnaire was called Characteristics of Admired Leaders. And when it came down to it, the core of what everybody said was the most important characteristic was honesty, and which does not surprise me at all. You know, honesty, I think, is also another word, in which is my favorite word, is integrity. And that is so lacking in the world today. It's very almost disheartening of how many people operate, how many businesses operate on a lack of integrity. And, you know, I had to think of a friend of ours messaged my husband one time, and they were doing some kind of competition amongst their team, and their boss had, this company had challenged them to whoever could get the most reviews. And they were going to get some kind of reward for this. And he said he had never done any work for us. And he just, you know, sent out this text to probably everybody on his list, just telling them to go so-and-so and leave him a five-star rating. That's what he said, a five-star rating. And my husband said, I can't do it. And he said, you know, numerous, and I won't do that either. You know, not to be not nice, because I'm the type of person, I'm my husband also, but I'll speak for myself in saying, if I get good service somewhere and I operate with, or I do business with somebody that operates on just utmost integrity and that follows through in every area. And by the way, if you do, that will shine through. And if when I do business with somebody like that, I will recommend them. And I've done it numerous times. I've had people come to me and ask me different things. I mean, I have a place where there's only one place I'll go buy my vehicles. I've got a place where I get my hair done. I get my nails done, which I rarely do. But when I do those things, you know, any number of places that I can give a good recommendation to. But these are people that I know I have dealt with personally. But, you know, to do something like that, to me, shows lack of integrity. And, you know, we had another experience where somebody else was doing it and they were paying their people for however many reviews they could get because the owner wanted advertising. And it kind of struck me like, I mean, what is wrong with people? And he told them it doesn't even have to be. These don't even have to be real ratings. Just, you know, get everybody you know of to give a rating. And he was going to pay them for each one. And again, we said, no, we're not doing this. But how about we just hand you, we'll just put the cash in your hand for what you would get for a good rating. You know, we'll recommend the person, but this company has never done any work for us and we're not going to do that. And, you know, then even taking that a little bit further, my thought was, you know, I don't ever want to do business with that company. If I get to where I need their service, I'm not going to choose that company, because what that told me is that owner is willing to go to any lengths or to do things of not honest to benefit his pocket, so to speak. And so that doesn't guarantee that, you know, the work they're going to be doing is honest or they charge, you know. So that is a question of integrity. And integrity is just, you know, that's at the core of good character. And so I want to talk a little bit on, imagine we've got rungs on our character ladder. The first one is, you know, I will focus on being better on the inside than on the outside, because character matters. You know, we can look a certain way on the outside and operate a certain way on the outside, but if that is not our character, that's going to come through. And you want to be better on the inside than you're on the outside, because if you're better on the inside, the outside's going to become better. But again, that shines through. And so, you know, we can say all the things and do the things, but if we don't have the character, the integrity inside to actually back that up, it's going to fall through. And, you know, our character represents who we are on the inside. What is our character? And it matters. And, you know, the inside influences the outside. And so, you know, I'm a person of faith. And if you are not, that's okay. This will still apply to you. But there is a verse that says, you know, what's in the heart is what's going to come out. And so we can put on a front and pretend, but it will come out. What's on the inside is what will come out. And, you know, I think character is the important traits of good character is things like integrity and courage and perseverance, confidence, and wisdom. And, you know, if we don't make the right character choices, if we, you know, are doing it based on what someone else thinks or you know, for selfish gain, we're giving away ownership of ourselves. We are operating on a lower degree than we should and what we were created for, because we're going by what someone else thinks and we're not making the best character decision for ourselves. So character matters. The next one is, I will follow the golden rule because people matter. And again, that's going to come into what your character is going to be, I believe it's going to be your perspective on how you treat people. And people matter. Your people should be at the core of everything, of what you do, why you do it, and how you do it. And again, I'll use example of businesses. You know, or even any profession, you can tell when somebody has their person in mind, whether it's their employees or customers, because this works all the way, you know, all different angles. So you can tell when somebody has their heart in it for the right reasons. You can tell when somebody cares about their people. It just shines through. And, you know, I've always said, you know, okay, so for example, use a car dealership. You know, I know that they're going to jack their prices up. They're going to add money in here and there because, well, why not? That's their business. They're making money. Do any one of us go out and not put a price on anything without thinking of a profit? You know, if you are, you're probably not. You're probably just breaking even. And but that's what we do. Why do we build careers in our jobs? It is for the income. The secret is to find the job you love to do, and then you'll never work a day in your life. But that's a subject for another day. But so we're all out to make money. But there is a difference in making money, again, the honest way, from the basis of integrity and having your really caring about what you do, or just out to get that next dollar. You don't care how you get it, who you get it. You don't care who you rip off. You're just out to get that next dollar. There is a difference. It is not wrong to make money. We were created to do things, and we were created to take care of ourselves in that way and do those things. But there's a way of doing it from integrity, and that's going to be, you're going to have your people first. You're going to actually care or not. So people matter. And you know, we're either going to, in all our relationships, we're either going to be pluses or minuses in people's lives. And we want to be a plus. You know, so the golden rule says, do to others as you would have them do to you. And that's so true. You know, treat other people as you want to be treated. And that probably sounds, I could probably call it old fashioned for saying that, and that's okay. The old fashioned things still work. We need a lot more of that these days, or cliche, but it's true. You know, what do you want people to do for you? And then grab the initiative and do that for them, whether it's in your personal life or in your business life. And I promise you can do that in your business life and be very successful. And dare I say, you probably be more successful than the person that is not operating that way. But I will leave that alone because that's a subject for somebody else. So the third one is, I will only teach what I believe because passion matters. I love this one because, you know, when you borrowed beliefs have no passion, therefore no power. And you've got to make sure that what you are sharing, what you are putting out is actually your own belief. Because when you do that, it's going to come forth again. Passion matters, and it can make all the difference. And I know for me personally, again, I don't care if it's in your personal life, your business life, especially in actually business life. I love seeing people working from doing something that they actually love, that they care about. I love seeing people succeed in that. And I just love seeing that there's something about somebody working from the heart for the things that they were created to do, doing that job, that career, whatever it is that you were created to be placed in. When that heart and that passion comes through, that is powerful. And for me personally, it just does something to me to see people doing that, you know, working from their heart, doing what they really care about. And I'm telling you, it can make all the difference. You know, if you got somebody not doing what they like to do and they're there for the job and that's it, and it's the most miserable thing that they have ever done in their lifetime. I'm sure we've all seen people like that. It's really kind of sad. You can kind of walk in and spot them. And you know, I'll say this kind of humorously, but not demeaningly, but I always feel sorry for these people. But sometimes, you know, you might go through a drive-through or just somebody anywhere, and they might be having a bad day, and you give them grace, and that's okay. I never think evil of these people. I actually, like I said, I usually feel sorry for them. But sometimes you'll see the people, and all that comes to mind is I think, that person must hate their job. And again, then I immediately switch to actually feeling sorry for them, because it's like, you know, I know that they were created for something. They were not, they were not created to be in a moment of hating what they're doing. But again, there's so many factors that play into that also. So teach what you believe, you know. And I'm telling you, there's something for everybody, every one of us that we were created to put out there. And find that thing because, you know, passion matters. And when you talk something, preach something, speak something that you don't believe, you're going to get labeled a hypocrite probably because people are going to be watching, seeing, following up if your actions are following up with that. And if they don't, you're going to be in trouble. So passion matters. Okay, the fourth one is, I will value humility above all virtues because perspective matters. And we could spend so much time on all of these, actually. But, you know, perspective matters. Being, you know, humility is so, so important. Because, again, it's that thing of putting people before ourselves. And having that perspective that we don't know everything. We are not the experts. We are constantly growing. And we should be growing until the day we die. We do not want to get the two mixed up. And so many people get the two mixed up, which again, I think is just a tragedy. You do not want to die before your actual physical death. So we need to have the mindset, you know, whether we're in leadership positions, business, whatever, that's actually the most important when we're, you know, leading people to have that humble, that humility that does not allow us to come off with a thing of, you know what, I know everything. I am way beyond all of y'all. I've got this. I have nothing to learn. Because we can always, always learn from other people. And we want to have that mindset to be learning and to be teachable. You know, and willing to serve, that's another one. If we've heard the saying, you know, if servanthood is below you, leadership is above you. Because true leadership is servanthood. And, you know, I'm going off onto so many things that could go into so many other rabbit trails and so many other subjects. And we'll touch on all of those eventually. But be willing to serve because putting others first right sizes our egos and our perspective. John says, you know, if you are a leader, you especially need to remember this because we can get used to being served by others and just come to think that we are entitled to it. And we are not. We are not. And I think as soon as we have that attitude, we're going to lose connection with our people. And you want to have your people in mind. You want to be able to relate to them because, you know, people will follow you because of what you do, but they'll stay with you because of how you connect with them. You know, you can tell anybody to do something, but are they going to stay with you? Or the minute you give them a second, they're going to run. So we have to be willing to serve and then, you know, be grateful. Again, that's not having that entitled mindset because we are, quotation mark, a leader or in a leadership position. And so then the fifth one, the last one is, I will strive to finish well because faithfulness matters. And I kind of touched on this when I said of having that mindset, that perspective, that we're always learning. We're always building our character. We're constantly growing and bettering ourselves. And, you know, we don't want to, it's not a finish line. You know, this journey does not have a finish line. We should be seeking to grow and pour value into others as long as we're here, you know, till the day we die. And I hope that I always have that mindset that, you know, as long as I can, I will be growing and, you know, pouring into others, but just having that mindset that it's constantly a growth journey, constantly building character and living, you know, at the highest standard that I know until the day I die. And, there's a pastor and radio broadcaster, Tony Evans, that says, if you want a better world composed of better nations, inhabited by better states, filled with better counties, made up of better cities, comprised of better neighborhoods, illuminated by better churches, populated by better families, you'll have to start by becoming a better person. That's where it starts, with me and with you. And that's true. You know, if we focus on personal character, we will make this world a better place. And if we do that our entire lives, we've done the best thing we can to improve, you know, and improve our world. And so we've got to that character aspect is huge. You know, we want to constantly be improving and growing our character so that we can have those things, integrity, and operate from those things of integrity, courage, pouring into others, growing others, being a plus to others and not a minus. So how do we apply the law of ladder, you know, to our life? And I think, again, I always come back to that reflection and assessing where's our focus been up until this point? Are we working to improve the outside, what people see? Or are we pouring into the inside, that personal growth, that character? You know, where are we pouring our money into? And is it more on the outside because we care about what people think? You know, reputation is what people think. Character is what we really are. And sometimes the two can add up and sometimes the two can totally contradict themselves. And, but our character is what matters. And so what have we been pouring into? What are we spending our time doing? And, you know, are we serving others? Maybe we need to add more into that of serving others and having that servanthood mindset. Now, I'm not talking about doing your business for free. I'm talking about just in our daily life, going about our day. Are we looking out to others and seeing how we can serve others? Maybe it's just in passing, opening a door for somebody. And I know that's old fashioned. That's not cool. But you know what? I come from the old fashioned age. If someone holds my door, I'm going to smile and say thank you. That is not popular. But you know what? I'm okay with that. But things like that, just smiling at somebody, thanking somebody for what they're doing, noticing what they're doing. Because, you know, I've always heard, you know, my mind thinks you treat the janitor as much as you do the CEO, as good as you do the CEO. And if we have that mindset, wow. And imagine if everybody had that. So let's think where we're at in life, what our focus is, and what do we need to change? Because, you know, Dan Coates says, habit is the daily battleground of character. So where are we at on the law of the ladder? Where are we at on that ladder? And I want to challenge each and every one of us, and this goes to me too, of what is our character? What are we building? How are we relating to our people? And are we being a plus or a minus to them? So I'm going to leave y'all with that challenge today. Thank y'all each again for joining me. And I look forward to the next time. Until then, be well, my friends.